Hello and welcome to Stateside. So glad you're with us today. The state legislature begins the new session today with a lot of fresh faces, and that includes the new Speaker of the State House. We'll introduce you to Tom Leonard. Also later in the hour, we talk with a senior EPA official about the big meeting in Chicago on Flint and what's ahead for the beleaguered city. But first, a report from the Auditor General says Michigan's unemployment insurance agency is not doing enough to collect delinquent taxes from employers. Now, this comes after the agency director was reassigned last week after it became clear tens of thousands of Michiganders were falsely accused of unemployment fraud by a faulty computer program. And yet the state, led by Attorney General Bill Schuette, is fighting a class action suit filed on behalf of the victims of this computer system. Let's sort this all out as we welcome Paul Egan of the Detroit Free Press. Paul, tell us more about the Auditor General's report from today. What has not been happening?
They haven't been doing a good job of going after employers that don't pay their unemployment tax. And this is a tax that employers pay based on how many employees they have. A certain percentage of their payroll goes towards paying unemployment insurance benefits when somebody goes out of work.
So at the same time the unemployment insurance agency isn't doing what it should to collect unemployment taxes from employers, we find out it went way too far in accusing unemployed Michiganders of cheating the system.
Right. And in terms of going after the employers, these were findings that were made 5 years ago, that there was a very comprehensive audit that found. It was interesting because the agency said, well, we didn't have enough staff, but the auditor found that, you know, they spent all kinds of time filing liens. When an employer is behind on their taxes, one of the things that you can do is put a lien against their property so that they wouldn't be able to sell the property without paying what they owed first. But what the auditor found at that time was that they were filing all kinds of liens in counties where the employer didn't own any property, which meant that the liens had no value. And you know, the report that came out today found that a number of these collection issues have gotten better, but there's still a lot of problems, including this one of filing liens against employers in counties where they don't own property.
So basically, a lot of wasted time and effort in that respect. And then this computer system called MIDAS, the Michigan Integrated Data Automated System, went online in 2013. What was the idea? Get a computer to do what a salary drawing person was doing?
A large number of salary-drawing people actually lost their jobs when MIDAS came online. And Cindy, interestingly, it came on in 2013 on the benefit side for the workers. It actually came on a year earlier than that in this area that we're talking about. It actually handles both areas. So as early as 2012, it was involved in keeping track of what employers were paying required taxes. But starting in 2013, it started handling the benefit side, and it's a little hard to say how much of the blame you put on the system and how much you put on the state for basically using it without human supervision, which is what the state basically admitted they did between 20,000 and some, and possibly as many as 50,000 people being wrongly accused of fraud.
As you point out in your piece in the Free Press, to top it off, people are falsely accused of fraud. And Michigan has a 400% fraud penalty, so that's the highest in the nation.
Correct. So you actually have people that collected unemployment insurance for a short period of time. The most you can actually get it in Michigan is for 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Never notified that they had any problems with their claim. In some cases, the unemployment insurance agency notified them through the online system that they used to collect their benefits. Well, once you've stopped collecting, why would you ever go back to that web page to see if you've got any messages from the state agency? And then the first they find out there's any problem at all in many cases is when they're perhaps are back working now, they're waiting for their unemployment or for their income tax refund. It doesn't come. They wonder why. And they eventually find out from the IRS that the state of Michigan has seized their income tax refund for penalties and unemployment insurance benefits that the state was falsely claiming that they never should have received.
Paul, is anyone in Lansing working to help people wrongly forced to pay the state back money and penalties?
Well, they've given a new toll-free number that people can call again, and this has been one of the issues raised in the audits. You can't get a live person on the phone, even on this new number that's intended to help these people. you have to call and leave your name, your phone number, and a case number, and somebody is supposed to call you back within 48 hours. As you mentioned, they've reassigned the director. She was replaced last week, although she's still got a job doing special projects. And they say they're doing a top-to-bottom review of the agency. The changes are certainly not happening at a dog year's pace, as is a term that the governor sometimes likes to use.
We should actually add the governor just signed a bill dipping into the unemployment insurance contingent fund to help balance the budget to the tune of $10 million.
That's true. At the same time, he also did sign a law that will prevent the agency from ever again accusing somebody of fraud without having a real person review the computer's findings. So I guess that is one bright spot in terms of the new laws.
Paul, have you heard anyone talking about making the vendor who supplied that computer system that did such a bad job liable for repaying these people?
That's an interesting issue. And again, we get back to this question of, you know, to what extent is the system faulty and to what extent is it the way the state used it? This is a Colorado company. One of the things that I'm told is that the system was put online very quickly and that some of the support staff was sent packing sooner than some of the employees felt that they should be, and that people weren't familiar enough with how the system worked. I think that's a whole area that I certainly want to explore a lot further. To what extent is this a system problem with the software itself, and to what extent was it more a case of this thing being rushed in and the system not being used properly in terms of having enough human supervision?
Paul Egan, Detroit Free Press, always great to talk with you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you.